Now at this point, you may find it helpful to look at your charts, to look at your visual aids, which I must say have been very thoughtfully provided by Mr. Michael Ricketts, our Honorary Secretary, who tells me that the morning he did these charts he got up extra early and he didn't realise it because he was so thrilled with the idea of getting on with something he found really interesting that he didn't even bother to look at the clock. He was surprised to find how early he was at work. Now, some of you, of course, might be wishing that you'd had a chart last week, but we may even be able to issue you eventually with a chart to illustrate last week's talk, and it may have to be a rather large one. Now, you'll see on your chart the 12 Nidanas. The lower circle, by the way, the principal circle here, isn't meant to illustrate the wheel of life. This is a different diagrammatic presentation. But you will find, as in the wheel of life, in this circle, the 12 Nidanas in the outermost of all these circles. Now, if you look at the chart carefully, you'll see that, first of all, number one, the first Nidana, the first link, is avidya, which means spiritual blindness and unawareness and ignorance. And this is in the past life, the previous life. In dependence upon this spiritual blindness or spiritual ignorance, there arise various sanskaras, which are activities productive of karma, the results of which you have to reap at some time in the future. So these are the two links, the two Nidanas, of the cause process, as we call it, of the past life. So Nidanas 1 and 2. Now these are compared very often, the first to the state of being drunk, and the second to the state of performing actions in that state of drunkenness. So overpowered by spiritual blindness and ignorance, avidya, we perform various actions of body, speech and mind which are productive of karma, which we call the sanskaras. Sanskaras are sometimes translated as karma formations, or, as in this list, even the mental formations. Now, in dependence upon the ignorance and the ignorance-inspired activities of the previous life, there arises in this life, at the beginning of this life, in the womb of the mother, the nuclear consciousness, the initial seed or pulse of consciousness, if you like, vijnana. Then in dependence upon that, there arises, fourthly, nama-rupa, or the entire psychophysical organism. In dependence upon the nama-rupa, or psychophysical organism, there arises, number five, the sadayatanani, or the six sense organs. In Buddhist psychology, the mind is, I'm afraid, degraded to a rather humble position and reckoned merely as a sixth sense. We don't regard in Buddhist psychology the ordinary mind as in any way superior to the eye or the ear or the nose and so on. It's merely a sixth sense. Then independence upon the six senses arises, sixthly, when the six senses come into contact with their respective sense objects, sparsha, which means contact. Then, in dependence upon contact, there arises feeling, seven vedana, feeling, which may be pleasant, or painful, or neutral. Then, in dependence upon that feeling, especially in dependence upon pleasant feeling, there arises trishna, number eight, or craving. We start hankering after the pleasant experience. We react to it in that way. Then in dependence upon trishna, the thirst or the craving for the pleasant experience, there arises clinging or attachment. We start getting attached to the pleasant side of life, clinging on to our pleasant experiences. Then in dependence upon that clinging or attachment, there arises number 10, bhava, which means becoming or coming to be, or the process of being conditioned by your own limitations, your own clinging, your own attachment. So this is the last link, the last Nidana of the present life. then a dependence upon that that arises as the first nidana of the next life, the future life, jati, number 11, or birth. And then in dependence upon that, again, number 12, jara marana, or old age, disease, and death. And in this way, the whole process goes on. Now, as you'll see from the chart, and as I've already mentioned, these 12 links, these 12 nidanas, are distributed over three lives. We have avidya and sanskaras, 1 and 2, in the previous life, and then vijnana, namarupa, salayatanani, sparsha, vedana, trishna, upadana, and bhava in the present life, and jati and jaramarana, numbers 11, 12, in the future life. But though they are distributed in this way, though the 12 links are distributed over all three lives, one should also remember, one should also recall, that all 12 of them are present and operative in our ordinary cyclical mode of consciousness all the time, every instant, every minute of the day.